The top story today, the US House of Representatives has launched an impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. The move is in response to allegations the president tried to pressure his Ukrainian counterpart to investigate Democratic rival Joe Biden and his son in return for military aid. President Trump has called the announcement witch hunt garbage. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Mr. Trump has violated the law and breached his constitutional responsibilities. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he disagrees with a historic ruling which found he misled the Queen and illegally suspended Parliament. The UK Supreme Court has ruled that it was unlawful for Mr. Johnson to suspend Parliament for 5 weeks ahead of the Brexit deadline. 11 judges unanimously found the decision was damaging for democracy. Parliament will resume later today. The leader of Bulgaria's far-right party has called for Australian Jock Palfreyman to be put back in jail. Palfreyman was granted parole last week after 11 years in a Bulgarian jail and is in immigration detention awaiting the issue of a new passport. In 2009, Palfreyman was sentenced to 20 years for the murder of a student in a street brawl. The 32-year-old has always maintained his innocence. And cane growers and irrigators in Queensland's Bundaberg region say they're nervous about future water security if authorities identify major problems with Paradise Dam. More than 100,000 megalitres of water are being released so engineers can assess issues with the dam wall. The Queensland government has defended the decision, saying farmers will get free irrigation water.